As Jesus begins talking to his disciples about being betrayed, Mark 14:19 tells us, "And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him one by one, 'Is it I?'" For the Christ follower, Jesus' words speak to the conscience and very often cause one to ask, "Is it I?" A clear conscience before the Lord is acutely sensitive to the approach of evil. It is kept clear through obedience to the Lord and adherence to his holy scriptures. Therefore, the heart or conscience is kept pure before the Lord with his scriptures. A clear conscience gives us confidence before God, but it can also condemn us. See 1 John 3:21. Our conscience can become insensitive and dull. This often happens when our hearts are seared by repeated sin. And see 1 Timothy 4:2 for that. Our consciences then begin to lose their education to judge scripturally, and God's voice in the soul can become faint. The question of, "Is it I?" becomes something you rarely pay attention to any longer. It becomes something that you don't even ask yourself any longer. Conscience, then, has become conditioned to regard evil as good with no protest. You have backslidden at that point. The book of Judges outlines for us some very wicked times on earth. It was a time when everyone did what was right in his own eyes. As we observe our world today, what do we perceive? Can the argument be made that we're again living in the same state as in the book of Judges, even in the church? Maybe our consciences are seared by sin, and we have lost the ability to become sorrowful and ask Jesus the question, "Is it I?"